Listen closely. That is the sound of a full hybrid Toyota Prius charging its battery when you first press the gas pedal. After it's finished charging, the car will be practically silent. Electric and hybrid cars are gaining more and more popularity among those looking to reduce their emissions or simply save money on gas. Hannah Raffoff, a fourth-year women's study major at the University of Georgia, has been driving her Prius for about 2.5 years. In addition to saving money on gas, Raffoff appreciates that her car is environmentally conscious.
The idea of being good to the environment, it's like, you know, there's still fossil fuel emissions coming out of it because it is a hybrid, but it's like, it's better than nothing.
Hybrid and electric vehicles improve sustainability by using regenerative braking. Jason Perry, program coordinator at the Office of Sustainability, explains that with an internal combustion engine, a car loses all of its built-up energy every time it stops. Electric vehicles don't.
With an electric vehicle, you can basically run the motor backwards to recharge the battery some amount. You're never going to get it all back, but that ability to reclaim some of the go energy back into, from stopping back into more go energy, makes the efficiency of the getting yourself and some other people from point A to point B way better.
Unfortunately, hybrid and electric vehicles have a few downfalls.
It's just not a lot of power. Like, the engine's just not super powerful. It takes a little bit to get it to speed up sometimes. And sometimes people make fun of you for having a Prius, but then after you tell them how much mileage you get, they're like, oh, just kidding.
Another downfall is range. Drivers of solely electric cars, like Tesla's Model 3, depend on charging stations every 215 miles. To anticipate and combat that, the University of Georgia, back in 2012, installed 6 charging points in parking decks across campus.
We started seeing the demand for places to charge, and you can't drive a personal vehicle to campus and plug it in somewhere. That would be a theft of state resources. So we needed to be able to meet that need somehow.
Perry also noted that the size of vehicles people buy and drive correlates with the price of oil and gasoline.
The price of gasoline is going to have to go up at some point, and the viability of electric vehicles is just going to come around.
With hybrid and electric cars showing improvement after each passing year, in addition to an eventual rise in gas prices, you can start to expect to see more and more electric cars on the road beside you.